If you need more proof of just how dominant streaming services have become, look no further than the Emmys. The award ceremony unveiled its 2021 nominations this week, and 7 of the 10 most nominated shows were created for platforms like Netflix, Disney Plus, and Hulu. Even the once mighty movie industry is bowing to the small screen as more people watch new releases at home rather than in theaters. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now to discuss this. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
So what does this batch of Emmy nominations tell you about the state of the TV industry?
Well, I mean, it seems as far as the industry is concerned, when it comes to high quality television, more and more of that is being found in streaming. You know, it makes all kinds of sense. I mean, we had this sort of streaming war breakout where all these big media companies spent a ton of money building their streaming services. And so it would make sense that we would reach this point where so many of these shows that we view as high quality and well done, big stars, were created for streaming services that could back up the money truck and create special programming that almost feels like a movie, but it's on streaming.
Something else stands out as we look at these nominations: an unusually large number of Black actors up for nomination, and the first transgender person to earn a nomination in a lead acting category. MJ Rodriguez from FX's show Pose. Here's what she said on Extra after hearing about her nomination.
I never thought a girl like me would get an opportunity to have a moment like this. It just feels so, so good. I feel so happy. I feel so seen. I feel represented, and I'm thankful.
So do you think the Television Academy has made real progress in recognizing diversity this year?
Yeah, I think they have. I'm pretty sure that in every major acting category, there was at least one person of color who was nominated. Now, one of the things that I noticed is that an awful lot of that diversity is coming from Black performers and shows centered on Black people, which is wonderful. But one of the big problems that we have in entertainment is that when we look at underrepresentation, it often comes from Latinos and Hispanics. And Asians as well were having problems with representation. So it's great to see so much diversity, but I think it's now time for Hollywood to stop seeing diversity as equals Black. It's time for Hollywood to see diversity as equaling all kinds of people of color and spread that wealth around a little bit.
Yeah. Turning to the entertainment industry as a whole, audiences are also staying home to watch new movies. Theaters are closing all over the country. For myself, I went out to a local movie theater last week to see the great documentary Summer of Soul about the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival. I could have streamed it, but it's one I thought I needed to see in a more communal way. Plus, I mean, Sly Stone and Nina Simone and Stevie Wonder, right?
Here we go.
But that's what it took to get me into a movie theater. And Eric, I've heard people say that the movie industry has surrendered to streaming. I mean, do you agree?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was still grooving to Stevie. Yeah. So, I think what's happening is what you did. People are deciding that the theatrical experience in a movie theater is something that takes special effort, and often it costs more. And so you are going to save that effort for the projects that really make sense for you. We saw the Black Widow movie, for example, that opened in theaters and also was available through streaming. And they still made tens of millions of dollars from the theatrical release because it's the kind of movie that you really want to see in a theater, the rest of the audience around you screaming when great things happen and reacting with you as you watch the movie. But other movies are not necessarily worth that effort, or they're better experienced in the intimacy of your home. And I just think people are being much pickier now about when they're going to make that effort to go out to the theater. What that's also doing, though, is that is encouraging the industry to take these sort of mid-level projects that normally would have been mid-level movies and turn them into TV shows or turn them into streaming limited series. people might not necessarily go to the movie theater to see a Mayor of Easttown movie, but they will very happily click onto HBO or HBO Max to see that very same thing stretched out over 7 or 8 episodes and brought into their home.
Eric, before we let you go, we're going to need a recommendation from you. What's the thing people should be binging right now?
Okay, I got two. First is a docuseries on Netflix about the tennis star Naomi Osaka. It's really revealing, and it's really an amazing experience to watch. And then there's a comedy called This Way Up that's on Hulu about these two Irish sisters who are living in London. One of them was suicidal. The other one is worried about taking care of her. And as the series progresses, their roles switch. So these two shows, really, really great. Naomi Osaka on Netflix and This Way Up on Hulu.
All right, book it. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.